Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305, and you already know we coming from Miami, Florida with it. On the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, you already know we're going to try to bring you some good content of what's been going on around us in this world yesterday, today, and what we think of the future, God doggy. Let's go. So sit back and relax, man, and enjoy the show, man. I appreciate y'all for tapping in, you know what I'm saying? So let's get it, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all up too long. Let's go. Yo, it's your boy Trey Plus 305, and this is the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. Today is Tuesday, January 25th. Go ahead, let's get this thing started. It's January 25th, God damn it. 25 days into the year 2022. So far, so good. I know us as human beings, we still have our ups and downs, do our little journey that we have, but it's all good, God damn it. Still get a round of applause, you know what I'm saying? 25 days in, we here. We here. Thank you. Just got my wine, God damn it. Shout out to Mo. I don't know what I'm drinking, but I don't know the name of it, but it come from Spain, God damn it. Push a P, nigga. But yeah, I got my little setup. I should have recorded yesterday, but freak it. It's Tuesday. I'm here. So I'm going to talk about what happened on Sunday. Saturday and Sunday. Well, y'all know I had my Super Bowl predictions. I put it out a couple of episodes ago. You know what I'm saying? And I picked Cincinnati Bengals and I picked the Green Bay Packers to be in the Super Bowl. Cincinnati did their thing, but Green Bay...
Oh my God!
Green Bay just fumbled the ball. So now I gotta find me an NFC team. What the hell I was just about to say? Oh my God!
Oh my God!
I gotta find me an NFC team to represent them in the Super Bowl. So here it is. So, of course, I still got Cincinnati. That's my Super Bowl pick. I like what they got going on, even though the quarterback, the offensive line gave up 9 sacks.
Oh, my God.
Even though the offensive line gave up 9 sacks, I still got the Cincinnati Bengals to make it to the Super Bowl. That's just what it is. That's how I feel. That's what it is. You know, let me get this situated. Okay, I had to get my music right. Shout out to Pee Wee the Long Way. So yeah, man, you know, I got Cincinnati. And now, this finna throw everybody off. I know we like the Rams. I know the Rams looking good on defense. They got Aaron Donald. They got Von Miller. They got the other dude on the end. I think his last name, Lawrence or something. Then you got the goddamn cornerbacks. I understand all of that. But boy, I like the 49ers, goddamn it. I like my former team to beat the Rams. Why? Because it's a divisional rival game, bruh. The last time San Fran played in L.A., a whole bunch of 49ers fans traveled from San Francisco, probably was all over in L.A. already, and they filled up the stadium. I almost called it the Coliseum. But SoFi Stadium, whatever the name of the stadium. But they filled that shit up. So now they limited the tickets. Ain't that something? The Los Angeles Rams limited the tickets for their fans. They limited the tickets for their fans. So now, well, they say they suspended it, but earlier in the week, they limited. They was only passing out tickets or selling tickets to people who, on the credit card, it have that LA zip code.
Oh, my God.
What type of fuckery is that? How you gonna tell me I can't go to the game, or you I'm restricted based off zip code? Like, who does that shit? But you know, the complaints came out, and of course, you already know what happened. The Rams had to suspend that. So now the playing field is even. You know, San Fran could take over the stadium if they want to. So shout out to them. Shout out to them, the San Francisco fans, for making noise and getting their fans in the stadium. But yeah, reasons why I got San Francisco to beat the Rams is because it's a divisional rival, and I feel like San Francisco is built for the Rams. I feel like their offensive line is built for the Rams' defensive line. I feel like the running backs are built for the Rams' linebackers. And I feel like the receivers that they have is built to go against the cornerbacks. Well, probably not, because you got Ramsey on the other side shutting shit down. But I just feel how I feel, dog. And I feel like the 49ers gonna take it. You feel me? But yeah, man, that's my Super Bowl prediction. I got the 49ers and I got the Cincinnati Bengals to make it to the Super Bowl, goddammit. Right now, I'm finna go to another segment, man. Let me let this Pee Wee play out, man. Welcome back to the They Sound Blunt podcast show. Right now in the background, I got MUV Nazelle.
Yup. Reesh. Shawty looking bad, let me tell her something. I don't wanna lie, girl, I want your love. I was feeling down and I see you smile. It's amazing how you turn my whole day around. I swear that you got me so high. I miss you, I do not know why. I'm asking, can you just be mine? Bitch, you playing game. Controller, control it. I love you.
I like this. I had to let it play out. Shout out that boy MUV. Nah, it's that controller.
Chill. Yeah. I don't wanna lie.
I hear you.
Girl, you got me hypnotized. I don't got no time. When I see you, I'm like, wow. Control the outcome of us, but I swear I'm gonna go. I'm gonna fight to the day.
So yeah, man.
I'm not quitting your love, I'm gonna win it. Think about you when I step
in. It's been some crazy shit that's been going on, man.
I beat them black blue.
I just wanna say, it's three Chicos that I wanna be free right now, dog.
I hope that you live it like that is for you. I hope that you live it like that is for you.
It's three Chicos. I'm sorry for my volume control.
My God!
I gotta get this shit together, goddamn it, because I'm drinking this goddamn wine. How many percentage this is? This that 15% shit. Oh my God! It's some good wine. My wine is from Spain. Can you get that bottle for me? I want to know what the name of this wine is. Goddamn! This wine is so smooth. I gotta let the people know what I'm drinking tonight, man. This some good dark red wine. And it's always good to... Well, right now it's 10:57 p.m. I'm just getting off of work like an hour ago. You know what I'm saying? And what better way to drink some red wine? Man? But yeah, bro, it was three brothers that got arrested, man, for beating their stepdaddy to death, yo.
Oh my God!
Three teenagers beat stepdad to death for, check this out, for allegedly molesting their 9-year-old sister. Freedom Boys. straight up. Let me find this article, dog. This shit crazy, dog. What you doing touching the, what you doing touching my little sister? She 9 years old. And you 42 years old. Bro, we gonna beat you. We gotta beat you. We gotta beat you. We gotta beat you to death. God damn it. You know what? No, we don't. I'm sorry. This is a podcast. I'm not supposed to be saying stuff like that. But he's supposed to get beat down. Probably not to death, but he was supposed to get beat down, man. Like, God damn, freedom boys, man. Freedom boys, freedom boys. Freedom boys, man. Hold on, man.
Face charges in the death of a 42-year-old man.
Let me back this up. Hold on. Let's back this up. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me back this up.
3 teenagers face charges in the death of a 42-year-old man accused of inappropriately touching the half-sister of 2 of the teens. Brothers Alexandro and Christian Trevino, 18 and 17 years old, are thought to have beaten their stepfather, Gabriel Quintanilla, 42, to death after he allegedly abused their half-sister, according to police in Far, Texas. Juan Eduardo Melendez, 18, has also been arrested in connection to the case. The body of Mr. Quintanilla was found by a farmer who informed law enforcement, with officers from the McClellan Police Department arriving shortly.
I don't want to listen to all that stuff. I don't like how buddy sound, man.
Oh my God!
I don't like how buddy sound. So, freak it. Hey, shout out to that boy BCE Flame from Chicago. He was on the podcast show. Oh yeah. I got the bottle of wine right now. So right now, I'm drinking on some San Gregorio or Emilio Gonzalez or Los Vendimayas 75. I don't know what it is, but it's 15% liquor and it's from Spain, goddamn. Liquor, I'm talking about liquor. 15% alcohol. God damn, what I got going on? Shout out to BC. E Flame, goddamn it.
So together we all ball. People tell me it's life when everybody up and leave. My only friends is X pills, liquor, and an ounce of weed. When I lost brick and duck, it felt like I would never breathe. But I just guess that's just a process when you victim to the street. Y'all see them labels trying to stab me now, y'all trying to kick it. But I know it be all fake, look, y'all see me as a ticket. Jordan Peele with this movie, I'm just trying to pitch it. They say I've been getting big, been working on my fitness. But I keep popping all these pills, think it's gonna start a healing. But it just made me want to load the 9 and start the drilling. I look my children in their eyes and know I got a purpose. They're looking back on them stains like, was it really worth it?
So they done locked up these three brothers. Well, 2 brothers and 1 friend for beating up their stepdaddy till he died. He touched the 9-year-old girl. What you doing molesting the 9-year-old girl that's in the house, your stepdaughter or your daughter, whatever. It was the brothers. I don't know if it was his daughter. Well, what are you doing touching her? I can't imagine. As a brother, I probably would have did the same thing, God damn it. I'd have been so angry. I'd have been so hurt. I'd have been, ooh. Freedom boys, God damn it. Freedom boys. For real. I hope the people, they from Texas. I hope the people in Texas get a GoFundMe up or something and get them boys a good attorney, you know what I'm saying? Because even though a life was taken, it probably was, oh my God.
Oh,
it probably
my God
was due purpose, God damn it. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, that's crazy. Man, I'm going to go to another segment, God damn it. Welcome back to the They Sound Blunt podcast show. drink on this wine. This good wine. As I drink this good wine, I'm gonna have that Trilly Ski in the background, goddammit. This that Trilly Ski, A Boogie, off the All Eyes on Ski album, goddammit. This is one of my favorites. You know, this is one of my favorite songs. Hold on, man. Let me let y'all bump this real quick.
They in because that shit they portray is really in me. Them niggas dick riders and suckers that never feel me. Ran it up and caught me the beam when you never seen it. Told Poppy that I need him to flood me till I need FEMA. DC, I'm chasing my dream, but ain't no dreamer. Good guy, I was a boogie off in the cleaners. Till I seen B in that spaceship, couldn't shake it. Red and blue pill, now I'm caught up in the matrix. I hear whispers like, Ski ain't the same. Bitch, I done shapeshift. Bitch, I paint picture with words. You think I'm Shakespeare? Nigga spittin' bubblegum rap, shit is so basic. Ski been running this town, kick off my ASIC. This equivalent of smoking on dirty, now let me lace it. Cause all that tough talk on the net, I get your face hit. Like that motherfucker sun in the sky, nigga, I stay lit. Y'all boys big homies, some rest, but y'all ain't say shit. I been run ahead of them boys and set the pace, kid. But niggas couldn't mirror my style or steal my cadence. How they locked me off in that cell but couldn't cage me. Mind different, look at my niggas, we shine different. Cut from a cloth, you can't buy this fine linen. Hoes I was fucking for free had y'all spending. Know why? This shit is in me, it ain't on me, nigga. Don't get popped cause it's on me, nigga. Tell them crackers fuck for free the homies, nigga.
Good guy, I was a boogie off in the cleaners.
So yeah, man, I want to do Black History before Black History, goddammit. I want to give y'all a little Black History lesson before Black History. Today I'm going to tell y'all about D.A. Dorsey. If you don't know who D.A. Dorsey is, Google him. D.A. Dorsey was one of the first black millionaires in Miami. And I just want to tell y'all, D.A. Dorsey, he was a prominent figure in this city during his time. I want to say he was probably around the early 1900s, probably like between 1915. He was establishing himself. I probably don't know the exact date, but probably around, he was around that era. Because in the year 1919, he purchased Fisher Island. Yeah. In 1919, that boy D.A. Dorsey owned Fisher Island. And the reason why he bought it, hold on, let me get some music on, man. I'm drinking some wine. Let me play some Yak. I want to play some throwback Kodak, man. Hold on.
I done overcame some of the obstacles that came from up on the Sumo rocks and shit.
Ooh!
You know why I be out here scheming?
Play that Kodak, goddammit. Like shout out to Kodak, man.
Oh, God, see. It's gotta be God.
So, yeah, man, D.A. Dorsey, D.A. Dorsey, he owned Fisher Island, and when he purchased Fisher Island in like 1919, he purchased it with one mindset: to have a beach for the black people. He wanted to have a beach for black people to go to. But for some reason, the racial tensions in that era, because we talking about 1919 in Miami, we had a millionaire, he was black, in Miami, D.A. Dorsey, and he purchased Fisher Island. Right now, today, Fisher Island is the most expensive zip code in the world.
Oh my God.
You can Google it. You can look it up. Fisher Island is the richest zip code in the world, yo. The richest zip code in the world. And it was owned by a black man, D.A. Dorsey. But of course, you know, he ended up selling the island the next year because the racial tension was so strong, he just gave it up. Which lead to me to talk about something that I was talking to my spouse about when I was discussing him a few days ago. Can you imagine the mental health of those black people in the early 1900s? If you think we go through mental health crisis, imagine what they went through. So yeah, man, shout out to D.A. Dorsey, man. Shout out to D.A. Dorsey. This was a little black history before black history. God damn it, on the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. Let me get another round. God damn it.
Stuck in these streets, feel like my life froze. I've been running these streets, got me dehydrated. I've been living so crazy, feel like I'm dying, baby. Blood in my eyes, I'm going blind, oh. I'm stuck in these streets, feel like my life froze. I've been running these streets, got me dehydrated. I've been living so crazy, feel like I'm dying, baby.
To the Day Sound Blunt podcast show.
GMB, GMB.
Two hits of the weed as they hold on, man. I got something. At the bus stop. See the cops, I got something. We will bust out. My little nigga shooting guns. I got something called it. I know you fucking lying. I got something called the I Know You Fucking Lying segment, dog. I gotta find this goddamn article, dog. It was this lady, dog, that got arrested for trying to spend $15,000 in bitcoins to get her ex-husband assassinated.
Oh my God!
That's a motherfucking game changer. Hold on, man. I seen that shit on Vlad TV, dog. The craziest shit ever. And I'm like, how? How she spend 15? Hold on, let me see if I can find this thing. Hold on, let me play this Boosie. Boosie and Future and Slim Thug Wanna Be Heard.
Call yourself, huh? When you're south, everything you got come up louse. They feeling like the streets the only way out. Minimum wage ain't enough when them J's out. They just trying to be her. Pull up clean piece of chain, rollie sipping sir. Ghetto dreams, tired of chasing round fiends, trying to show up like a boss and put on for the team. Thugger.
They're getting on the block, popping shots. God forgive them, they just wanna be
her. I found it. I was all off. I was 3,000 off. Florida woman pleads guilty to paying hitman $12,000 in Bitcoin to kill ex-lover. Nigga, that's game changer. Motherfucker try to kill you with motherfuckers putting hits out on you with Bitcoin, nigga.
Oh my God.
Bruh. A bitch will put a hit out on you with some Bitcoin, goddammit. What the fuck? I know you fucking lying. That's some crazy ass shit. Can you imagine? Can you imagine police coming to you saying, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so, we arrested someone. And we arrested someone for trying to pay somebody to kill you with Bitcoin.
Oh, my God.
Shut the front door, goddamn it. Shut the front goddamn door. You got to be kidding me. But yeah, that's my I know you fucking lying segment, goddamn it. I know you fucking lying. What's the next goddamn song? Hold on.
Everybody got a story.
Shout out to Boosie,
when
man.
I heard that story, I'm
gonna let this play out.
Boosie bad. He say, son, I've been here 40 years.
Been here 40 years?
Ain't had a visitor since 1987.
Damn, man.
Ain't had a money order since my sister passed, little daddy.
You get some of my food.
Long as I wake up every morning breathing, I'm still happy.
Bruh.
I lost my mama soon as I got my time.
Your mama did too.
The family blame me for her passing, I ain't lying, man.
Oh, man.
I lost some fingers way back. Picking cotton in the field. Say his case was kinda straight, but he even ran through his appeal. I'm almost in tears. Say he don't want no lawyer. Say he wish he had a daughter, cause his son heart been cold since 6 years old. Told me when I leave, can I leave my socks and my tennis shoes? Shit, even my stay so, man. Wish I could save old man. Conversations bring realities. Look at life differently. They make you look at life differently now. Hard times and tragedies, make you look at life differently. Make you look at life. Talking to the lady at visit, who was waiting on her son. She say them people.
Yeah. The Dolphins need to hurry up and find a goddamn coach.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I'm about to start going in on the Dolphins. About to start going in because we need to find us a goddamn head coach. God damn it. Give me a goddamn head coach. Free BG.
I've been on a roll, moving coke and slinging raps. I know I'ma get it without a nigga. I'm the underdog, so the
Dolphins need to hire a head coach. So who do I want for my head coach to be? And I ain't gonna lie. The coach that I wanted looked like he about to get hired by the Chicago Bears. And that's Jim Caldwell. I kind of wanted Jim Caldwell. You know what I'm saying? I like how he is with quarterbacks and stuff, so but whatever. We probably might miss out on him. So my next picks, I'll probably take Buffalo offensive coordinator. Dayball, whatever his name is, I take him. You know what I'm saying? If he could get a good defensive coordinator, you know what I'm saying, and run a good defense, because we got a good defense, you know. But other than that, I mean, they talk about Vance Joseph. I mean, okay, if we get Vance Joseph, but I don't really know how Vance Joseph is as a head coach, because I don't know if he improved himself. Because if you look at the Arizona Cardinals defense this year in the playoffs, they wasn't good. They wasn't good enough to win. So, I don't know. You know, some say if you get Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator, you better get you a good quarterback that's just as good as the quarterback they got, Josh Allen. But, whatever. Whatever. Dolphins need to hurry up and get us a damn head coach. That's all I got. Damn. This is the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. Man, let me play this jizzle, man.
In Miami, Florida, I'm a hustler. Baby say he fired me, but that wasn't nothing, cause the streets hired me.
Cheesy, where you been? Cheesy, where you been?
Man, I've been trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
I heard Juvie went back. Now is you going back?
You know Juvie, that's my dog, but I ain't rocking like that.
Cheesy, where you been? Man, Jeezy, where you been?
Man, I've been trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Say, Juvie went back. Now is you going back?
Man, Juvie, that's my dog, but I ain't rocking like that. I done hit a one-on-one with Lil Wayne. Told him I got the game for him to do his own thing. I done had a one-on-one with Lil Turk. I told him kick that dope and we could make shit work. I done had a one-on-one with Juve too. I told him handle his business and holler when he through. Nigga, no, I'm a hot boy for life, but I ain't going back. Ain't no matter the price, I don't need no nigga. Nigga need me, I jack him before I let him bird feed me. I'm a fool with that pistol. Better ask around. If I'm broke, I make niggas pay draft uptown. I hear coke make a fiend catch a cab uptown. I told you it's on VL on the app uptown. It's 2004. If you're real, then you know the streets is all mine. Chopper sit in the dough.
Yeah, believe that though, baby. This Ziggler Wiggler, you understand what I'm saying? This is life after cash money, you know what I'm talking about? The head nigga in charge be Jizzle. You won't know where he been? He been trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, baby. But guess what? He took it all the way back to Valens and Magnolia, you understand me? Where Chopper City originated at, you know what I'm saying? So he say, Ziggy, we gonna be rocking like a cutoff stocking, baby. In penitentiary, trying to get waves. Oh boy, and we out.
Welcome back to the Day Sam Blunt podcast show. It's gonna be the last. It's the last segment. Let me see what else I got. As I browse my notes. Oh! How about? Hold on. Let me pull this. How about our beloved president done suspended his little vaccine mandate? Where this shit at? I'm on CNN. Where this shit at? I know I've been seeing it all goddamn day. Hold on.
Why they ain't tell me it was new money season? These police won't ever save her, that's why I run with heathens. God say you want me to say it, you gotta take it easy. I'm tryna stack it like layers and keep it extra cheesy. I had step back from these rappers, these niggas that get greedy. I'm gon' say no, oh you don't care if you really need it. Same thing, gotta show you no ho, ain't talking about nobody been weaving. Niggas not got love for P.O. and Devo, must I repeat it. Niggas not got love for P.O. and Devo, must I repeat it. Wake up, hit the yo's, spit up close, and let's go, then I repeat it. Take a look at my bros, and I know we gotta eat. You a rock solid soldier, I hope you'll never leave me. Calling out in your calling, you got that shit in squeeze. Fucked up, can't control it, you said it rolling weed. Everyone said they told you, and you ain't taking heed.
I had to get this, I'm looking for this thing. Boy, there's all type of shit going on, man. It look like we about to go to, it look like the U.S. about to deploy some troops. Deploy some troops to Ukraine to help them against Russia. Oh, man. It's just too much going on right now, man. You got COVID. They got about 30 different names of the goddamn COVID.
Oh, my God.
Shit. But this is what I wanted to talk about. The Biden administration is about to withdraw the COVID-19 vaccine and testing regulation aimed at large businesses.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so guess what? What that mean? That mean you can't mandate that on people, man. Whether you got the vaccine or not. Like, I don't knock nobody who don't got it. I don't knock nobody who got it. But you can't force it on people, goddamn it. You can't force it on people. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about the situation. What is this that's playing, man? I don't want to listen to that. You know what I want to listen to? I want don't want to listen to that. I want to listen to some Pusha P, God damn it. Oh, what this is? P Power. Where Pusha P at? I'm listening to that Gunna album, God damn it.
Pusha P.
Yeah.
Pointers in the paddock at my piece. I'm Pusha P. Cop new helmets for my P. We don't want no peace. Got a spot at Cross Spot. Jeff a piece. Drop the dot and now we plantin' exotic peas.
Yeah. So yeah, this the last segment, man. So they about to go ahead and hold on. Let's see what they let's see what they say, man. If they play something, let's see what. Let's wait till this commercial come off.
Cause she keep a P. Private suite, privacy. Bitch, I'm pushing P. Purple paint, bitch, I'm pushing P. Push a P. I'm pushing P. Push a P. I'm pushing P. Yeah. Push a P.
Of these cases, both of these mandates is the mandate too broad, and who gets to decide? Now, on the bigger mandate, the vaccine or test mandate applicable to all businesses of 100 or more employees across the country, if you listen to those arguments, I listened to them last week, the conservative majority on the court clearly felt that the mandate was too broad, that it was not tailored to any particular industry, that it applied regardless of local conditions or what other precautions a business might have taken. And the conservative majority seemed to be of the view that this is not up to an agency, as Jessica said. This is not the kind of thing OSHA can do within its powers unless Congress specifically authorizes them to do it. And it should be up, according to the conservative majority, to the states and to localities. This is not something for the federal government. So the bigger mandate, the nationwide mandate for large employers, is blocked. Now, on the other mandate, requiring vaccines for healthcare workers who do business with the government in any capacity that receives Medicare or Medicaid, which is essentially every medical capacity, that's much narrower. And the court there seemed to be persuaded by the fact that, well, now we're just talking about people in a very specific industry, a very specific field, a field that obviously has a direct tie to COVID and a direct need to have this kind of sort of more aggressive action by the federal government. So I think that's how you understand why the Supreme Court struck down the bigger, broader one, but allowed the more focused, more narrow mandate to stay in place.
So there you have it. There you have it, dog. These people, man, these people are trying to force something on you. And then, I don't know, man. But this was the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, man. Before I end this show, I want to play my little homie Hood Rich. It's that living dream.
I'm living with two dreaming. Young nigga hard-headed, overthinking. Yeah, you moving real funny, I've been peeping. Stay on P, I don't even like you blinking. Yeah, you moving flake, we ain't linking. Moving with them bums, yeah, your pockets get the stringin'. It ain't about the table, little nigga, what you bringin'? Life on D&D, like my phone steady ringin'. We ain't gon' stress no more. With your fire, better let it go. Step on your grind, don't hit the flow, don't hit. I say I cope with this music. Hate me or love me, I swear to God it's confusing. These paces I'm losing, I'd rather stick with the bros. I be sticking and grooving. Yeah, you see me improving. Yeah, this trap really booming. Tell me why you assuming. I'm living with two dreaming. Young nigga hard-headed, overthinking. Yeah, you moving real funny, I've been peeping. Stay on P, I don't even like you blinking. Yeah, you moving flake, we ain't linking. Moving with them bums, yeah, your pockets get the stringing. It ain't about the table, little nigga, what you bringing? Life on D&D, like my phone steady ringing. I'ma say it one more time, we ain't faking and flossing. On the road to success, either you watching or rocking. Mama told me be patient, but the time still clocking. I don't wanna bang and ain't got time for the robbing. So I'm spending hours in the stew, I ain't stopping. We going to the top, mom, I told you, I promise. Might just get the course, cause I ain't done with the talking. Might just get the course, cause I ain't done with the talking. I wrote this song to show you how I feel. Would you say I'm wrong if I went out there to kill? And in this song, we ain't talking about no drill. Letter to you, letter to you. I'm living what you dreaming. Young nigga hard-headed, overthinking. Yeah, you moving real funny, I been peeping. stay on peak. I don't feel like you blinking, blinking. Yeah, you moving flake, we ain't linking. Over with the bums, yeah, your pockets get the stringing. It ain't about the table, little nigga, what you bringing? Life on D&D, like my phone steady ringing. We ain't gon' stress no more. Up it with your fire, you better let it go. Step on your grind, don't hit the flow. Don't hit the flow.
That's that hood, Rich. Thanks for tapping in. If you stayed this long, man, thank you. Appreciate you. I'ma holla at ya. Till next time. Thank you for tuning in to the Day Sound Blunt podcast show. I was your host, Trey Plus 305. And you already know, man. Until next time, I'll see you again. You heard me? Hey, shout out to Shaw Beats.